This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Back in the spring, I met Terrence Dixon. He owns a restaurant here in Baltimore called Terra Cafe. They serve comfort food like jerk chicken, mac and cheese, and fried plantains. There's a patio out back he calls the Jerk Garden. When Congress first created the Paycheck Protection Program to help small businesses keep workers on the payroll during the pandemic, Dixon was initially denied. He did eventually receive a small loan through the program, but now he's working with other Black-owned businesses like his to make sure they don't lose out on funding in the future. I wanted to check back and see how he's doing. Terrence, welcome to the program.
Hey, good afternoon.
I know you've been working with an organization called World Central Kitchen to distribute meals to people in need. How does that partnership work?
I'm going to tell you what, it was a godsend. When they said that they needed us to help share meals in Baltimore City with people that might be hungry or might need a meal, I was in. And then they told me they're going to pay me too. I was blown away. You know, originally our staff before COVID, we were about 24 people. When COVID came, I had to furlough 4 people because of health reason and age. But with the World Central Kitchen, I've been able to keep all my staff. You know, the loaf has gotten smaller. The loaf has gotten smaller. It's a real skinny sandwich. But everybody's eating. Not 40 hours. Now you're getting 15, 20 hours, sometime 25. But World Kitchen has definitely helped us fill in the blanks and at least keeps the doors open.
So what's on the menu for Thanksgiving this year?
Well, what's going to happen is this. We're going to do something on Saturday. We open up the Jerk Garden. We have a little jerk chicken. We'll have a little sauteed veggies. We'll have a little rice. We'll have a little music. And we'll invite the community just to stop by and grab a meal. It's enough space that if they want to sit down and social distance and have their meal, they're more than welcome to, because a lot of people couldn't visit anywhere. And that's what we're trying to do.
You've mentored a lot of other Black entrepreneurs over the years, some of them right on your block there on St. Paul Street here in Baltimore. How are they doing? What are you hearing from some of the folks you've worked with?
It's gotten to the point now that we've actually launched the Terra Loft Consulting, which is an incubator for micro Black business. You know, we're helping people with their COVID plans now and also prepare them, because we know that, guess what? The city, the state, the federal government is going to have to help these small businesses. So what we want to do is we want to make them in the right situation, that they have all of those things that might be needed for a grant. Or even if, like I've shared with a few businesses, guess what? We might have to try to get a little small, low interest loan. There are a few places in town that are being very kind and they have patient capital for small business. But one of the big things that you find in my community with Black business is to trust. You know, if you're in business and you're putting your money in a bank for the last 5 years, and it's almost like the world is coming to an end, and every time you turn on the news or the radio, you hear that there's a grant, but you never get it, you kind of stop trusting on that. It's an emotional roller coaster you don't want to ride.
Well, and along those lines, there has been a huge amount of interest in Black-owned businesses recently, since the police killing of George Floyd and the national reckoning, really, about systemic racism. Are you seeing real action come out of that?
You know what? That's the challenge. I'm so happy you used that word. No, we haven't seen any action. And that's one of the key things that I'm hoping I can, you know, bring some light on it and find some help for folks. Because, you know, we're going to have to change the way that we kept score before. It doesn't work. It doesn't work right now. So if people are actually going out and keeping their businesses open, keeping the community encouraged, we got to make sure that they get some funding. We got to make sure that they stay open, because if not, 6 months, 9 months from now, businesses are going to be closed. Or if some are open, they might be so heavy in debt, they're going to close. So, I mean, now is action time.
Can you say more about what you mean by we've got to change the way we keep score?
Well, one of the things is this, is that when all this happened, and I applied for the PPP.
Right, the Paycheck Protection Program for small businesses.
Exactly. I did all the right things. You know, business bank account, proper license, insurance, all of those things that they needed. But the only problem was I didn't have a relationship with the bank. And so at that point, guess what? I didn't qualify. They didn't care that I employed 24 people. They didn't care that the cafe was open for 11 years and was a real rock for the community itself here. So that's what I'm talking about, changing the narratives. They have to look at the people. That if you don't save this business, guess what happens? Now the city, now the state, and now the federal government is responsible for 20 families. See, I want to do my job. I want to provide jobs for my community. But guess what? I need help.
Terrence Dixon is the owner of Terra Cafe in Baltimore and also Terra Loft Consulting. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much,